Begin the current daf. Masech the Yuma daf Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the mazel. Begin with the Gemara. And Lafuka it says Rosh Hashanah. We come to exclude Shavuos Rosh Hashanah because that's the Tavai Oilus Ninu. They're both Oilus, and therefore that's not comparable to what Miluim is. More that the same as Yom Kippur. Now there's a Gersa in the old Rashi's and in the previous Gemara that by Rebbe Vo. When he said, oh, we learn out Parva Al Shaloi from Parva Al Shaloi, which excluding Rosh Hashanah, doesn't say Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. And that was Taisa's Gersa. So Taisa's bothered. So here, by Rabashi's answer, where we say, oh, Par Lechatas V'ayla Oila, which excludes that of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa's one, he says, Lo Yidana, Maila Kamahach Le'el B'Shanah Drebavo. So why don't we say the same thing in the previous answer, Bavo, where he's saying Parva Ayla Shaloi, why didn't he say Lafuka says Rosh Hashanah, the Tibaninu? Why didn't he say over there also to exclude Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, which those are public funds? So you could have answered for Shavuos too, not for Jonah, just for Rosh Hashanah. Oily more, we could have said Lafuka Kuli Kershas, or including all the questions, because Ravina Vasamak, Ravina says an answer that gives for all the questions. For Bavo also, his answer would explain also why you don't learn out the Pesach, Sukkot, Shemini, Atzeres. So it says Vishema, interesting answer. He says the Bavo, Lehik Shalai, Ilam Rosh Hashanah. They only asked him regarding Rosh Hashanah. That says, they already had the answer of Shavuos. I think I had previously given the answer. Because of Shavuos, the two rams of the Chavis HaYom, Milum, you only have one Chavis HaYom. So, although they already answered Shavuos, but now they had a question for Rosh Hashanah. So, he answered only on Rosh Hashanah, which he was asked. Well, Ravashi, actually, they asked him both at the same time. That says, Rosh Hashanah. The Tirits, Teretz, Echad, Oshneim. And his answer, he was giving for both of them. So, there it says, it answers both. And Ravina, they asked him all the previous questions all at one shot. But they gave one answer, they answered all. And therefore, we said it answered all questions. Here we said answer that says Rosh Hashanah, and then we said only answer Shavuos. Although it does answer, even if it wasn't said for the other questions too. Next says the begins with the Gemara Dergabehu. Now that was his teacher, Rabbi Yechman, but he himself disagrees. Etc. Now Taisa says that Haba Muslim, the Gemara could have said. Although we seemingly had a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds of the Afrasha, the Prisha by the Paraduma, we could have said Amaron, then we'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. We could have said Machalik Samaron, according to what Rabbi Yochanan said. But Tuvay Kabashas, we find many times in Shas, the Chiyas, Abdimir, and Abdimi came, oh, that Asla Fluga, Amaron, Shalafan, he's coming to disagree with the previous Amar in regarding what was said. So it could have been another Amara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Taisus, you're right. Elam Shabda Ashkech Behedya, Rabbi Yechon, Mishmei, Rabbi Shmuel, Amahachi. It's only because we have explicitly, anyways, a teaching that Rabbi Yechon said the name of his teacher, Bishmuel, Lach Bishan, Yachon, never gave such answer. But you're right, we could have said a Maron, Ninu, Valib Rabbi Yechon. Then Taisus, when Taisus had to take a second look, he said, wait a second, Rabbi Yechon, Hechon, Polygon, Bishmuel. How could Rabbi Yechon disagree on this teacher, Bishmuel? Shutan, the Zitana. The Shlema says, Taisus, what you could say is Mishmuel, the Ashkech, Bryce, like Amon, the Tana Kabase, because we have a different Bryce on Dabdal Manav. That says, like Rabbi Yechon, never he could disagree with one Tana, because he has another Tana like him. And Belegis in the Braisa, the Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yechon, and not, we don't have the text in the Braisa that is supports like that of Rabbi Yechon, that Las is Emai Sapara, that to do is the activities of Para. And Lachakis and Rab, the Gersa is supposed to be Las is Lachaper, Zemai Sapurim, which, yeah, because Rabbi Yechon does not hold of that of the Prisha by Paradum, only for that of Yom Kippurim. And Mechamash B'Tech Prish Rashi Shpirs also sounds good from the way Rashi explains over there. That he says, just like we do the Prisha. That says Rashi, we're not learning from Sukkim that to do the Prisha by Paraduma, rather it's just an elevated status. Yeah, because the Bryce is like a Buchan that does not darshan an actual Prisha for that of the Paraduma. Or Inami Yeshlem, another approach to answer the question, how could Buchan disagree on Rabbi Shmuel, who is a Tana? Midikam Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei Rabbi Shmuel Hachi, from the fact Rabbi Yochanan would say in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, why picking Rabbi Shmuel? Ah, Machlad Rabbanan Poligala. Obviously, the Rabbanan, they disagree with him. V'yudam Rabbanan. And he's saying, like Rabbanan, which are not like Rabbi Shmuel. Tinek says, Master begins with the Gemara, Zibbana Av. This is a building block. Kala Nechtes, Machlashkin B'chulu. You didn't have to say the word Cheshis Yamim. In fact, that it did. Come and tell you that any time a person goes into the divine camp, he has to separate 6 days before he goes into the camp. Now, Tamali, Tesh is a wonder to me. Bishlam in Milum Gomer Shapra Avladez. We understand the Gemara up until this point, which we were learning out from the Milum, that the same thing applies to future generations. Oh, to Yom Kippurim, possibly part of Duma, because Menachas Behedya. It explicitly says there in the Pasuk, Hashi Yosef B'Yem Azeh, like you did this day of the Milum, Tiva Hashem Lasal Chab, Hashem commanded you to do, and atone for the future generations, which is for Yom Kippurim. El Sinai, how is Rish Lakish learning out from Har Sinai? Where do you see that it should be like this for future generations? Now, I mean, the knock at Zebanaf, and the fact that it says, oh, this is a building block. Mashmah, me too, the Kronaf, it sounds like, oh, from the extra words in the Pasuk of Shesh Hashem, we're learning out. Come on, like we find elsewhere in Shas, Zebanaf, this is a building block. Shekol Chatois, Koymas Loilas, every time the Chatzah says to come before the Oilah. Wait, the me too, and Nafik, that's learned out from the extra words. Can you use empirical Kalatad, like the Gemalan Zan, Zavakan, the Tzadim and Al? The question is, I would have my tour ikka here. What are the extra words? So it says Tesis, yeah, but near the Hachanam here also, lo habitrochel mechtam, it only has to say the Yal Moshe Lahar. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain. V'chason Nasar, and the clouds covered the mountain. V'yikr shem l'moshe, v'yemeshvi, v'techon, and then Hashem called it to Moshe on the seventh day from the clouds. Ma'y, it's a mechtam, v'chason, and sheshes yom. Why do you have to say the clouds covered him for 6 days? Obviously, if you're coming calling on the seventh day, up until now he's covered with the clouds. Allah, it's a mechtam, that was necessary for generations. To say that just like he was separated for this up until the seventh day, so too the Kohen Gadol for Oses to separate 7 days before. Now, next is Master Magandu Zigmar, Rabbi Yehuda Maseirihi. Where do we get the number 7? You have to only separate 6 days. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Maseirihi, the Chayesh Tumas Beisah, he's concerned with the Tumam of his wife, that if he'd be intimate, that he would have a halach of a Boil Nida, which would require 7 days and not just that of 6 days. So, it's a wonder to me. Even according to the Par Duma, we're speaking of two separations, according to Rish Lakish. The one, the Par Duma, only requires 6 days. Why? Keeping the Tful Yom Kashav apart, because as we explained in the previous stav, a Tful Yom, not only is it Kashav, they actually even intentionally went and made a Tful Yom by the Par Duma. So, if it's Tful Yom, you don't have to wait for sundown. So, Litavli B'Tzafav Yom Shvi. Let him immerse himself in the morning of the seventh day. And then on the seventh day, not on the eighth day, not separating 7 days, on the seventh day, let him go ahead and burn the paraduma. Because the Maskin, like on the Gemara, concludes later on the Vavman of the Boyal Nidom. Someone who has relations with a Nidit Tvilasava Yom, he could immerse himself in the daytime. And even the man, the Selkitaitachal Kaman, even the one who entertains later on the Tvila Balel, he has to immerse at nighttime. Hakama, that we say over there, Mafishna Sha'acha, Samaklash Kesachama, that okay, to gain that, we have him ready separate a moment before sundown. Where he gets in that day before. If that's the case, he has to do it at night time. Well, he'll be able to do it on the night of the seventh day, because he'll have that already on the seventh day, and then he'll burn the paraduma the next day. So why do you need it 7 days by the paraduma besides the day that he's separated from? And that's what you can say is that regarding this question of asking that he should immerse himself on the seventh day and burn it as he is as a tol yom, he says that's not difficult. Because the Maida preaches, this that we explain on the Bezim and Avdim Maskal Lohaitzi. The Hodich for Yom Kashav Para, this that we said that it's valid to use someone who only immersed and didn't have sundown regarding the Par Duma, and they actually intentionally did that. Lohaitzi Melumish Shal Tzadukim. Tesis explained over there, the Hanimilu, when we say this, only Tful Yom the Tumat Rabbanim. He said he's a Tful Yom of Rabbinic Tuma, where his fellow Kahanim put their hands on him. It's not really that they were Tumi, but it's considered Tumi regarding the one who does the Chattas, the Par Duma. But regarding the case we're discussing with him, that if he would have relations with his wife that's a nida, and he would be a tful yom, which is a biblical tful yom, oh, their asrabban, their rabban made it forbidden. Because I've gotten the midraisa, shari, afal tful yom, with the midraisa, because although biblically, really, it actually is permitted even a tful yom from biblical tuma, become makam rabban, the gosman, the rabbis decreed regarding that not to go so zilzil regarding the tahara of the paraduma. If he's a nicha there, that's why it makes sense that they have to separate 7 days even for the paraduma, because that's only for rabbinic tumah, that it would be sufficient. But regarding the biblical tumah, rabbinically we would require Harav Shemesh, and therefore it couldn't have been on the seventh day itself. Loi Moravis says Taisis, another approach is Iketana, as we continue on top of Dalmanav, Tanma Perik, and it's brought to Ha'arul, Nivamastaf, and Dalma Bez, or it's empirical as Vachem, the Sphirulei, there's a Tana that holds, the Filma der Graisa Lechutabit Foyim. No, actually, even biblically, not like we just answered before, even biblically it's not permitted to do the paraduma with any tful yom, eladit may mess. Only a tful yom from someone who was waiting the 7 days of having come in contact with a dead person. Because the chasam, he parsha, says in that parsha, that idea of that of the tumas mess in that parsha. So it's regarding that tumma that we allow, which is that's what the paraduma is coming to purify for. So it's regarding that tumma that you could be a tful yom, or tful yom de sheretz, and so too, if someone's a tful yom from coming in contact with a dead sheretz, also b'kavachem, but maybe let's learn the b'kavachem from tmei mes, which mes is more severe, and so you could be a tful yom for sure sheretz. Oh, says Tosis and Kamla, according to that Tana, Boil Nida Loy also Mekabel Chaymer. Whereas someone who had a relation with Nida cannot be learned Mekabel Chaymer that you could be such a Tful Yom to burn the Paraduma, because the Ekel Mevach, you could refute that and say, well, Mal Tamei Mez, we find a leniency by Tamei Mez. Shane Matami Mishka Batachin Kali Yom. Someone who came in contact with a dead person, when he lays on the bed, the bottom is not the same as the top, which is that he doesn't have the same halachas as Mishka B'Moshav, as Kibayel Nida, as a Boyel Nida. Because by Tmei Mes, he does not contaminate only what he touches. Not the same thing as the upper bed, as the lower bed, it's in contrast to that of the Zav, who even what he doesn't touch has the same halacha. Ah, so therefore, that type of tool you would not be able to do the Sirchas Apara. Maybe the Messiah holds like that Tana, and that's why he can't table on the seventh day and to burn it as a Tful Yoyim, because he would be a Tful Yoyim, not of Tmei Mes or even that of Sheretz. He would be rather of the Tumah of Boel Nida, which does not have that leniency, even on the biblical level, of the halacha of allowing a Tful Yoyim for the Paraduma.